Well, St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman is wrapping up the first month of his second term in office. This week on Florida Matters, he'll talk about his goals for this term. Now he plans to unite a city that was divided during last year's often bitter mayoral race. In this preview, Kreisman talks with Florida Matters host Robin Sussingham about his concerns about this year's legislative session in Tallahassee. He says the battle over home rule and lack of representation due to lawmakers like former Senator Jack Latvala resigning puts cities like St. Pete at risk.
I'm worried about this session for a number of reasons. I'm worried about this session because we are missing some representation. There's a lot of things happening in the Senate right now. There's been a lot of scrutiny, not just on the Senate, but on Tallahassee in general, about behaviors that have been absolutely inappropriate. And quite frankly, have been going on for a long time. I saw it when I was up there, and so it wasn't something new. Thankfully, it's come to a head now, and it's taken a lot of brave women to come forward and say, wait a minute, this is not appropriate, and good for them for having the courage to do that. But there's been an impact on us because of it, and that the Senate there's been a bit of an upheaval. There have been senators who've resigned. Obviously, Senator Latvala is one of them, which means we don't have a representative now. Other than Senator Brandis and Roussan, we've lost that person who was from Pinellas County. The Senate has historically served as the more reasonable, rational body in Tallahassee, where the House would pass crazy stuff and the Senate would typically moderate it or kill it. And so with all the upheaval, I worry that that moderating force is not going to be there this session, and that some of the crazy policies that the House have put forward in the past, and all these preemptions on local government that are impacting our home rule authority might go through. And if the Senate isn't there, then we have to rely on the governor to say no and veto these things.
It sounds like one of the main things you're worried about is that home rule.
Home rule is a huge issue for not only my city, but
several
statewide.
Issues where they do not want local governments to preempt what the state decides.
Yep.
Ride-sharing programs like Uber and Lyft is one area, Airbnb, things like that.
Trees, bike share, business
fertilizer
regulations.
Fertilizer use, I think. They do
CRAs.
Not want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a big issue. So you're worried that home rule is going to lose out in the environment that we've got right now.
I am horribly worried about that, as are mayors, city commissioners and councilors, county commissioners, all around the state. We're all worried about this legislative session and the impact on our home rule authority. And I find it incredibly ironic and hypocritical that you have a state legislature, and in particular a House, who historically have criticized Washington for their trying to impact state governments and how they function, telling Washington, mind your own business, we know what's best for our state, but yet they're doing the exact same thing to local governments. And for someone in a rural community to try and tell St. Pete or Tampa or Orlando or Miami, what's best for us, when the challenges that we face are very different than those facing rural communities, it doesn't make sense. We know our communities best. Let us govern. Let us do what the voters in our cities elected us to do.
You can hear more of our conversation with St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman tonight on Florida Matters at 6:30.